them.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and I'm Carl Lenore. The website is www.superhumanradio.com. The email address is onair, O-N-A-I-R, at superhumanradio.com. And we've got an exciting show for you today. This show really, I'm excited about it. The research that I did for this show turned me into perhaps a zealot, some may say. And the show today is going to be about raw, unpasteurized milk. When drugs first entered the sport of bodybuilding many, many years ago, many athletes were not willing to use them. These athletes had to find ways to keep up with the gains made by their chemically enhanced counterparts. Some of them returned to drinking raw, unpasteurized milk and cream, and they claimed amazing results, strength and muscle gains. After all, milk is the only thing found in nature which was created specifically to be a food. And as a food, when unprocessed, there appears to be nothing more perfect than raw unpasteurized milk. When I first began doing my research for this show, I was solely focused on raw milk's muscle and strength building potential. However, you can't learn about raw milk without understanding its history, and that the health of American people, by and large, was once again railroaded in the name of big business profits. When it comes to raw milk, nothing is more true than this. Raw milk was used as a medical therapy before pasteurization. It actually had the ability to cure and heal, unlike its distant cousin, pasteurized milk, which has been linked to cancer, bone loss, allergies, gastrointestinal difficulties, lactose intolerance. I mean, you name it. Everybody seems to think that raw milk is pasteurized milk is the worst thing that you can drink. There's a lot of people out there that have trouble digesting it. Today we're going to explore the benefits of drinking raw milk. We're going to discuss the propaganda that's being spread by advocates of the milk industry about its danger, and we're going to talk about why it's illegal in most states to even purchase it. We're also going to show you how you can get it legally, and you can begin to reap the benefits of this amazing raw food. My guests today are Dr. Ron Schmid and Randy Roach. Dr. Schmid is a doctor of naturopathy and a native nutrition expert. He also is the author of the definitive book on the subject, The Untold Story of Raw Milk, and he's joining us today from his office in Watertown, Connecticut. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schmid.
Hi, Carl. Nice to be here. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And our second guest today is no stranger to the show, Randy Roach. He's a true friend of Superhuman Radio. He's also a native nutrition advocate and raw food eater. And he's also, I guess, considered a bodybuilding historian, if you will, because he's authoring a much-anticipated book, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, which chronicles the history of bodybuilding and the nutritional legacy of the fathers of physical culture. And Randy is joining us today from his home outside Toronto. How you doing, Randy?
Pretty good today, Carl.
And a special thanks for Randy being on the show today because it is his birthday. Happy birthday, Randy.
Thanks. Hey, Randy, happy birthday.
Nice thanks, Ron.
To be there.
Anyway, I want to start the interview with Dr. Schmid because I want to lay some of the groundwork that he details in his book because, again, you can't talk about raw milk without understanding the political aspects of raw milk. First of all, when was pasteurization introduced to dairy products, Dr. Schmid?
Late 1800s, around 1900, it began to be invented. The Pasteur's work before that, of course, but began to be become popular in the United States in the early 1900s.
And why was it necessary in the first place?
There were a lot of problems with what were called distillery dairies in the late 1800s. Beginning in the early 1800s, as the cities grew, distilleries sprung up next to the cities everywhere, and they would take the waste products of making whiskey and feed them to cows. Terrible feeding practice, and resulted in sick cows and very bad milk, which was sold in the cities to unsuspecting people, and instead of getting a beautiful grass-fed fresh milk from the countryside, they would get this distillery milk, and there was a certain amount of illness associated with that. Pasteurization was a sort of a cheap fix to supposedly clean up the milk supply without really paying any attention to quality. By killing everything in the milk, including the pathogenic bacteria, the milk became, quote, safe to drink. But it was still a far cry from fresh raw milk from healthy animals that people have thrived on for tens of thousands of years.
So I want to make sure something's clear for the listeners here. First of all, the byproduct of mash at a distillery has a name that is indicative of what it is. It's called slop.
That's right.
Okay. And so what happened was the distillers, in an effort to squeeze every penny of profitability out of their operation, decided, what can we do with the slop that will end up making money for us? And they decided, let's feed it to cows and make milk. But the reality is that cows weren't designed to eat grain. They were designed to eat grass, correct?
That's right. Okay. Ruminant animals thrive on grass. That's their natural diet. Of course, you have a problem today as well in that most dairy animals in the United States are kept in confinement facilities and fed high quantities of grains to facilitate large volume production at the expense of the quality of the milk.
Okay. So the line that I want people to hear here is, the reason that pasteurization came out in the first place is because people wanted to sell substandard milk because they didn't need it before when farms were producing milk. They needed it after distilleries were taking the slop and trying to turn it into a dollar by feeding it to cows who weren't designed to eat that stuff in the first place. Those cows got sick and they gave sick milk. And the solution, instead of eradicating those cows in that process, they decided to find a way to clean up the milk and keep selling it.
All right.
Okay. All right. I just want everybody out there to...
I appreciate it. You've read my book. It's the first time I've ever been on a radio show where the host read my book.
Well, yes, and I tell you something. I've become a zealot between Randy and your book. I really am in a big way behind raw milk right now.
Well, you know, you've got to be a little bit careful there. Don't attack the dairy industry too much because you'll wind up in court on the veggie libel laws. You know about those?
No, I don't, but I've seen what they've done to Altadena Dairy out in California, so I would imagine that the...
Well, it's like the meat guy's going after Oprah Winfrey for saying some unkind comments about hamburgers on TV.
Right.
She wound up in court for 6 months, cost her $1 million even though she won.
Okay. All right, well, I'll take note of that. I'll be careful what I say here. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to start discussing the differences in milk once it's pasteurized versus when it's raw. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about raw unpasteurized milk. Our guests today are Dr. Ron Schmidt and Randy Roach. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Protein is
the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, and what an appropriate song. Good call, Kevin. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today about raw, unpasteurized milk. My guests today are Dr. Ron Schmid and Randy Roach. And I think what I want to do right this moment is I want to defer to Randy for just a minute, because I want to establish something early on for the people who are listening to make sure that they understand the value of milk and what we're talking about here. Randy, back in the day, when drugs first hit the scene in bodybuilding, there were still people out there that were able to compete on an even plane, and a lot of them were said to have been using raw unpasteurized milk, you've told me. Is that correct?
Yeah, a number of them were using it, but back then the steroids they were taking weren't what they're taking right now, so the physiques weren't as outlandish. So a good diet and good genetics still brought you a long way. So a number of them, a lot of them at that time by the 50s and 60s, they really weren't educated in the difference between pasteurized and raw. Guys like Gironde and Blair were, but many of them would still drink the pasteurized milk as well. But Gironde and Blair knew that there was a big difference, and even using protein powders, they knew they had to reconstitute the product back to where it came from, because they know that milk came with natural fat, vitamin A, cholesterol, and that's why they would put the raw cream in the raw milk. And they'd usually make raw half and half and add with a raw egg and put it with their protein powder. So, but they got a lot of gains. Like, these guys still got pretty big, but they weren't counting calories. They would do sometimes 2 gallons a day, which was a lot of milk.
Wow, that is a lot of milk. Now, if you were drinking that much pasteurized milk today, you'd probably end up having heart trouble.
Well, no, most people couldn't drink that much because they can't digest it. You know, a lot of people have lactose intolerance, and they don't. With the raw milk comes with the lactase, so they have a lot easier time. That's a lot of milk, even raw, to drink it, but most people wouldn't even try to drink that much pasteurized milk today, or any milk for that matter.
But clearly, the research that you're doing for your book indicates that raw unpasteurized milk was helping them, the folks who were using it, make muscle gains.
Oh, definitely. It was part of the bodybuilder's diet from the get-go. You go back to the turn of the century, George Hackenschmidt, he was doing 11 pints a day. Bernard McFadden, who's the father of physical culture, he was a big proponent of raw dairy and a pure raw milk diet. He was considered crazy by what he called the medical trust at that time, because he was saying for people, if you got diabetes, that you can be kept alive by just drinking raw milk. And they thought he was nuts. So Ron writes all about the milk diet and all that, and his untold story of raw milk. Highly recommend people to read that book if they want to know the history, a true history, a really proper perspective of the history of milk. And especially, you'll understand where it came from and where it is today. It's just a drastic difference between commercial milk and what the type of milk that Ron himself raises on his own farm. Drastically different.
Okay, so that actually segues into the next question. Before pasteurization, raw milk was actually used therapeutically. I've read studies where they used it for diabetes to reduce the occurrence of tuberculosis. I've read studies, I think Dr. Crew had written that he had a young boy who was covered head to toe in psoriasis and on a raw milk diet. In 6 weeks, the psoriasis was completely gone. So this question is for Dr. Schmidt. What is it that happens when we pasteurize milk that makes it so foreign to the body?
Raw milk is still used therapeutically throughout the world and throughout the United States as well. It isn't conventional medicine, certainly, but I've been treating my patients for 30 years with raw milk. Depending on availability and how easy it is for them to get it, the amount may vary, but virtually all my patients look for raw milk and quality raw milk and use it as part of their therapy. I consult with people by phone all over the world, but mostly in the United States and Canada, and the vast majority of them are using raw milk as an important part of their diet. Pasteurization destroys the enzymes in milk. That's the primary thing that happens. The destruction of enzymes has happened in cooking any food. You only get enzymes in food, in raw food or fermented food. And I consider the enzymes the most important part of the food. Now, of course, the food industry has no interest in enzymes because all processed foods are devoid of enzymes. So there are other changes as well. You destroy certain vitamins and minerals. So you change the assimilation of calcium. A lot of things like that happen as well. But the thing to pay attention to really is the enzyme content that you get only in raw food.
And that's interesting because one of the indicators of aging is the lack of a breakdown in the cascade of enzymes in the body that cause a lot of the reactions that create our body's ability to use the nutrients that we eat. So that's a very interesting point that you make there. So
you had an anti-aging show, I guess, recently.
Yeah, you know,
I was on talking about that, and I've read a lot of their books and seen their material, and I don't see any of them talking about raw food. Raw food is the key to aging well and to living a long and healthy life.
Okay, so tell me some of the patients that you use raw milk and you see results. Just give me a brief list of some of the things that you use it for in your practice.
It really would run the gamut of virtually every chronic disease you can imagine. I have people with lifelong skin conditions like psoriasis or eczema that clear up using raw milk from grass-fed animals. I treat a lot of people with cancer, and raw milk has a tremendous impact on cancer. There's obviously a lot more to do and a lot more to natural therapy for cancer besides raw milk, but that can be a very important part of it. All kinds of gastrointestinal diseases will respond well to raw milk of the proper quality, introduced at the proper pace, and often we'll use fermented raw milk in conjunction with fresh raw milk because there are problems in digesting even raw milk for people with medical problems. I've treated people with diabetes and seen a tremendous decrease in the amount of insulin that's required to maintain even type 1 diabetics. Type 2 diabetics typically will clear up completely and not need their oral insulin anymore when they go on a diet that utilizes raw milk as an important part of it.
Have you ever seen raw milk being used in any type of muscle wasting diseases?
Yes, I have a number of patients who have what you would call muscle wasting diseases and also other neurological problems like multiple sclerosis. And raw milk is important for a lot of reasons there, that people with problems like that are starving for good quality fats. There's this incredible hoax that's being perpetuated on the Western world that animal fats are bad for people. Cholesterol is supposed to be the villain. You got $11 billion worth of cholesterol-lowering drugs being sold every year fats from quality animals are the most important part of the diet. They're rich in nutrients that people are starved for today. So when you give people a lot of quality raw milk from healthy grass-fed animals, they start getting all these fats that they've been starving for their whole lives, and all kinds of things start to change, including chronic conditions that we're talking about here.
So what type of fat, what is the fat profile in raw milk as opposed to pasteurized milk?
That's a good question. The most important difference is that the fat is in the raw state. There's a huge difference, again, when you cook things, it changes them completely. And the fats being raw is very important. There is a large quantities of natural vitamin A and D in the fat of animals that are eating grass and in their dairy products. And commercial dairy products, because the animals are not eating grass, are practically devoid of natural vitamins A and D. They add the synthetic versions. You have quantities of conjugated linoleic acid and other fats present in grass-fed raw milk as well.
I want to come back and I want to finish talking about fat when we come back after this break, because there's a couple other things I wanted to mention, I want to get you to talk about. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're talking about raw and pasteurized milk with the Dr. Ron Schmidt and Randy Roach. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore. We're talking today about raw unpasteurized milk, its health benefits, its muscle building benefits. We're talking with Dr. Ron Schmid and Randy Roach. So, Dr. Schmid, where we left off, and I'm sorry I had to interrupt you, we were coming up on a break quickly there. Conjugated linoleic acid, omega-3s, are present in grass-fed or pasture-fed, I guess the term you use, cows, correct?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and those, you know, those are particularly beneficial fats.
Those have actually been implicated in helping people lose fat. They've been implicated in increasing lipolysis.
Oh, yeah. A high animal fat diet is the best way to stay lean and mean, and if you're fat, to lose the fat. You live on animal food, and you wind up 6 feet, 170, 175, and your muscles get firm, even if you don't work out much. I mean, it's the way to be strong.
Yeah, I actually...
Ask Randy about that. I mean, he can tell you.
Yeah, no, I know. I was going to mention, there was a study that Randy pointed me to once that I read that showed that the cats given pasteurized milk versus raw milk, the color of their skin was different, the tone of their muscles were different. It was just an amazing thing. So,
yeah,
Randy,
they even get to reproduce, which cats fed the cooked food diets after a couple generations, they couldn't even reproduce.
Well, the other thing I found interesting was that they reproduce, I forget what the term is, it's not homogeneous?
Homogeneous.
All the litter mates.
Kittens, yeah.
Yeah, all the litter mates look the same as opposed to it looking like there were six different breeds going on. Yeah, it's amazing. Randy, are you using any raw milk with the people that you train now?
Some of them are using the raw milk. I was going to make a quick note about commercial milk. It's not just pasteurized. People got to remember it's also homogenized. That's not a gentle process. It's mechanically separating the milk and driving the fat through tiny little orifices so it'll stay suspended so it won't rise to the top. And again, it's just more of a beating that the commercial milk takes, that the natural raw milk doesn't undergo that kind of stuff. But a number of my clients who work out here will use it. Some don't. It's still a fear factor for some people, but more and more people are getting more educated and realizing that that's
fear
not
of the
case.
Milk, Randy, or fear of the law in Canada getting after them for getting illegal stuff?
There's a little fear of the law, but I mean, they still have the bacteria scare, but they know, like, I've been doing raw milk for 6 years. Ron got me into raw meat four years ago this month that Ron started me on raw meat. I haven't been sick since. And as I said in other shows, I've left the meat out because of my eyesight on the counter all night long. That's chicken. And still ate it. And I still got nothing. So that's a different show. The whole bacteria theory is an entirely different topic altogether. But that fear of bacteria is still dominant out there. And it'll be that way for quite a while.
As long as the establishment is brainwashing people into believing that bacteria is the main cause of disease.
It's
like mosquitoes in a swamp. No swamp, no mosquitoes. If your body's healthy, the bacteria don't have anywhere to breed.
And it's funny you should mention that, because I guess the platform that the dairy industry stands on for pasteurization is that milk in an unpasteurized format is dangerous. But the reality is that then sushi would be dangerous, or ordering a steak rare would be dangerous. And so I guess that they're using two different standards when they talk about restaurants serving raw fish, but yet Americans can't readily get unpasteurized milk.
You gotta remember. Well, go ahead, Ron.
No, well, just a quickie. The standard for these people is all really the same, though, in a sense. It's all about money. The dairy industry is huge, and they got that way by putting 3 million dairy farmers out of business in the last 50 years. 3 million, fellas. It used to be that there were 3.1 million dairy farms in the United States at the end of World War II, selling about, with 8 cows each on the average, selling milk to all their neighbors, raw milk to all their neighbors. Well, they got rid of all those guys. All those families are working in the city now, and we got 100,000 dairy farms left, mostly confinement operations, selling their milk for pasteurization. And it works out real well for the big boys in the dairy industry.
Now, I've read that lactose intolerance did not exist before pasteurization. Is there any truth to that?
No.
Okay.
It existed on a small scale. There are people who are genetically not very well suited for drinking milk, and they don't have much lactose. And what they do thrive on, though, is cultured milk. And so you have parts of the world where A lot of cultured milk is used indigenously in parts of Africa, for example, even though the people would not tolerate fresh milk very well. And then you got their neighbors tolerating fresh milk because they developed the gene for digesting lactose as adults. So there's some variation, and some lactose intolerance is real, but in practice, I've worked with hundreds of people who were supposedly lactose intolerant, and when they went on raw milk from grass-fed animals, they digested it just fine. They didn't have a problem.
Now, after the show today, I'm actually driving north to northern Kentucky to a town called Verona, where I found a farm that has a cow share program that I'm going to get involved with so I can start purchasing raw milk. I have a daughter who's been plagued with eczema since she was an infant. I'm hoping that it helps her. So it's not just selfish where I'm looking to make greater muscle gains. But Dr. Schmidt, you recommend to purchase milk from pasture-fed breeds like Jerseys and Guernseys. Is that correct?
Well, there are other breeds as well. And some people get milk from pasture-fed Holsteins. I mean, it's Jersey and Guernseys are particularly good because they're the fattiest milk. And the fat is tasty and real good for you. Cow share is a wonderful idea, way to get milk. You buy a share of the cow, and then the farmer can let you pick some of your own milk up. However, the legislatures in any number of states are now moving to try to outlaw that and make it illegal to buy a share of a cow. You can still buy a share of ExxonMobil, but you won't be able to buy a share of a cow if they have their way. Welcome to fascist America.
Wow, so I didn't know that they were trying to outlaw that now.
Oh, yeah, they've made it illegal in Maryland or Virginia, and they're working on it in other states. Dairy industry fights hard.
You know, when I'm doing my research, I realized that the dairy industry is perhaps only second to the oil industry as far as the way it's so controlled by just a small group of companies. And I heard rumors that there's actually a facility being built in New Mexico. Were you the one who told me this, Randy, that was going to house 60,000 animals that could be milked simultaneously or something like that?
No, that wasn't me. I'm not aware of that.
Somewhere I was doing my research and I was talking to somebody and they said, well, I'll give you a shocker. There's a facility being built in New Mexico that will have the capacity to milk 60,000 animals at a time. That's how big a milk big business is. I mean, that's amazing.
Could I add something here, Carl?
Yes.
The big scare, like these companies say, everything has to be pasteurized to protect us from bacteria. Up here, it's illegal right across Canada, but we still have to do some cow share stuff. And a number of our suppliers, they're responsible. They'll take their milk and they will have it tested on a regular basis, but they'll also go to a store and buy some commercial milk and bring it with them. And often, the pasteurized commercial milk is much higher in bacteria. In fact, in one situation, the lab felt obligated for potential liability issues to report the levels that they found in that sample. So people have to realize that instead of being pasteurized, it doesn't mean it is now bacteria-free.
Right.
And you've created dead food, and you get that if you want even more aggressive bacteria growth, you just have to create a dead food, and that's what you're doing with pasteurized milk.
Right, right. I've actually read several bits of information where, and as a matter of fact, the dairy that I'm going to be visiting, he actually compared a batch of his milk to a batch of store-bought milk, and the levels in his milk were well below the standard, and in the pasteurized milk it was way high compared to what the acceptable standard was. So now I've heard that as well, and I think that's very common, and I think that most people just don't get sick from it, so they assume that it's okay. They just,
you know, Carl, let me mention organic pastures dairy. A couple of websites your listeners might be interested in: organicpastures.com. The California Dairy, and my website, drrons.com, D-R-R-O-N-S, drrons.com. It's got a lot of articles posted about raw milk and other aspects of natural healing there. Organic Pastures in California is a raw milk dairy that has now been serving people for about 5 years, some 25 million servings of raw milk without a single incidence of illness. They post their bacteria counts on the web every day. They have their own laboratory to check the bacteria counts. Of course, the state checks them several times a month as well. And 5 years, 25 million servings, and not a single case of illness. Now, if that's not safe, what is? And yet you got 35 other states that don't allow raw milk to be sold at all.
I also learned that the dairies that produce raw and pasteurized milk, they just tend to their cows much better. They actually wash the teats. I guess in commercial dairies, there's a high degree of mastitis, which is an infection in the teats, and subsequently they produce sick milk. And all they do with that is swab them with iodine, and that iodine gets into the milk as well. And then another dairy farmer that I was talking to told me that it's very common practice in commercial dairies to add chlorine when the pathogen count is so high that they know they won't pass. They just throw a gallon of chlorine in the milk and wait a little while, and it kills a lot of the pathogens, and then they send it upstream for pasteurization.
Now, I haven't seen that documented, but it sounds like the kind of thing that they certainly wouldn't want anybody to know about if it were happening.
Well, you know, this is what I was told, so uh-huh. I'm just repeating it. But you know, it just seems to me that the dairies that produce raw unpasteurized milk tend to take care of their cows better, and subsequently, they produce a better quality milk as well.
Even families that are involved in dairy industry, just whatever organization, they'll have their own cows separate that they'll drink that milk from, compared to the milk that's coming from the cows that's going to the dairy industry.
Well, there you go. That kind of proves it. We're going to go into a break here pretty quickly, but when I come back, what I want to talk about is two things. I want to discuss how people can find dairies where they can purchase raw unpasteurized milk before cow share programs become obsolete as well. And also, Dr. Ron, if you know of any way that people can petition or get involved to fight for their rights to continue to buy raw milk, I'd like to discuss that as well.
Yeah, I'd like to do that too.
Okay. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about raw unpasteurized milk today. Our guests are Dr. Ron Schmidt and Randy Roach. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today about raw unpasteurized milk, its health benefits, its muscle building benefits. We're talking with Dr. Ron Schmid and Randy Roach. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about how people can get raw milk, because that's the critical thing at this point in time.
Yeah, your best bet is to check out the Weston A. Price Foundation on the internet. Weston A. Price, WestonAPrice.org, and they will have show you their chapter leaders in states all over the country. And the Weston Price chapter leaders know about raw milk in their area. They know about cow share in their area. There's another website, realmilk.com, realmilk.com, which is a project of the Weston Price Foundation. And you'll find a lot about what's going on in your area there as well, people to contact and help you in your search.
Now, you're in Connecticut, and they actually have a certified raw milk program on the state there, right?
Well, yes. It's licensed and inspected. We have farms that are inspected by the state and have licenses to sell raw milk both on the farm and in stores. So we have raw milk in stores throughout the state and health food stores all over the state. Like California does, Maine, Pennsylvania, there are a few states.
Now, is that the quality of that milk the same as what I'm going to do, go up to the small dairy and hand carry a gallon home? Or is the process of being certified require them to do certain things, however gentle?
Well, there are a couple articles on my website about that, and if I may.
Please.
DrRons.com, World Wide Web. DrRons.com. A couple articles there about the safety and certification and what to look for in raw milk and what to look for in the farm where you get your raw milk. There article about using raw milk as part of natural dietetic treatment of all kinds of chronic diseases. And that is basically you're looking for a farm where the cows are healthy and they're out eating grass. They're not kept in the barn all day in a big operation where they literally never see the outdoors, which is what most large dairy farms are like today.
Okay. And what can people do to help champion the cause so that raw milk isn't taken away from us completely?
Well, get involved, get educated, for one thing. I mean, I've written a book about this, which is written for lay people and for entertainment and as well as education and understanding. It's modern history, really. Weston Price Foundation is a wonderful organization that's very involved in all this and involved in supporting farmers all over the country who are being harassed by the authorities and leading the legislative fights in various different states to either keep raw milk legal or get it legalized in the states where it's illegal. I would say that involvement with the Weston A. Price Foundation is the single most important thing someone could do, and because we have means of staying involved, and I mean we put out massive emails to our 7,000 members about how to work together for legislative efforts in different states. It's a wonderful organization.
Okay, and do you feel that there's a possibility that they could take raw milk away from us entirely in the short term? I mean, is that much of an effort going on above?
Well, it's been done in 30. You got 35 states where it's illegal completely.
Even in a cow share program?
No, cow share is still happening in most places where it's illegal to get any other way. But you never know. I mean, something could happen at the federal level if people aren't organized and fighting for it, and if we don't make our voices heard with legislators, Something could happen at the federal level where you have a mandate issued by the USDA that no more raw milk is to be sold. So it's a very real danger. I mean, when you look at the situation today already, 30 or 40 years ago, you could get raw milk in every state, and there were thousands of farms around selling raw milk. And now, look where you are in your part of the country. It's practically impossible.
Right. Actually, I have links on the Superhuman Radio website that were provided by realmilk.com. If those folks want to find raw milk in the U.S. or in other countries, they can also go to superhumanradio.com and just look on the homepage. We've got a little box of links there. For those of you in the Louisville area, if you're interested in getting raw milk, you can email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll send you some information about the farms that I've checked out in northern Kentucky. I'm trying to organize some people here so that we don't have to drive up. If we get enough people on board, they'll drive down and deliver it to our home. So keep that in mind, onair@superhumanradio.com, if you're interested in the Louisville area in obtaining raw milk. Let's go ahead and plug your book again, Dr. Ron, The Untold Story of Raw Milk. If anybody wants to learn...
The title is The Untold Story of Milk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A lot of it's about raw milk, but it's really about the history of milk and the whole story. So.
Okay, The Untold Story of Milk. Where can people get that?
My website's the easiest way. Go to my website, and you can order it directly through the website, or you can call us and order it. I'll give a phone number, 877-472-8701.
Okay. And Randy Roach, bodybuilding historian, raw food advocate, he is publishing a book shortly called Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, which can be read about at the website www.musclesmokeandmirrors.com. Randy, when do you anticipate the book will be available?
I think I'm going to stop answering that question because I keep getting myself in trouble every time I do.
And it keeps pushing it out further and further, huh?
It's going to be 2007, but it's just moving at its own pace. That's all I can say.
And I want to thank you for teaching me about raw milk, by the way, Randy. I really feel that you've given me a gift opening my eyes about that.
In bodybuilding, we need to tell more people that the diets that they're heading into are not the right way to go. They think everything is in supplements, and sure, there's some good supplements, but they got to get back to real foods. And the power's in the real foods. Like Ron said it right on, it's the enzymes. There's much more to talk about enzymes as well, even coming out of the Eastern Bloc countries, and it's another topic. But it's the power is in the enzymes. The power is in the raw food.
Yeah, that's a show that I want to do. I have a great interest in enzymes, the cascade of enzymes, because I know that as people age, those enzymes dissipate, makes it more difficult to digest proteins and other things. And enzymes, there's something there I want to do a show about. Anyway, I want to thank both of you gentlemen for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You've been listening to Superhuman Radio, so there you have it. Raw milk. Go out and get some today. Find the CowShare program in your area. Visit superhumanradio.com. There's links on there that you can find how to get milk in your area in the United States and outside the United States. You can go to the Weston A. Price Foundation.org. You can also go to Dr. Ron's, drrons.com. You can read articles there about raw milk. Educate yourself. Get hooked on raw milk, and they won't be able to take it away from us. If enough of us are drinking it, they won't be able to take it away from us. And it'll make you healthy. It'll make you strong. So get on board. You've been listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore. We'll see you next week.
Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.